We have this morning Suzanne Cantra, who is with the Consumer Electronics Association, talking about technology and holiday gifts. What is new for this holiday season?
Well, the Consumer Electronics Association just came out with a study. They polled people, finding out what is on the top of your holiday wish list. And for the first time in a number of years, televisions are in that number one slot. And that's probably due to the fact that 4K Ultra HD sets are now coming out, and we're seeing expanded colors, so much more bright lifelike colors. Not that they weren't before, but even more so. So a lot of excitement around there. We found in the number two slot that there were tablets. So tablets and smartphones have been sort of vying for those top slots in the last couple of years. They're still up there. And that's because price points are coming down. We're seeing Amazon just came out with a $49 Fire tablet. It's a 7-inch tablet, but a good way to get somebody in the door with a tablet for the first time. Smartphones, number three slot. And, you know, one thing that's exciting about smartphones for this holiday season is more and more people are not having that two-year contract. So buying a smartphone for somebody is a real option. So you buy an unlock phone, like for instance, the Galaxy S6 and the LG G4, two big flagship models that came out this year, just a little bit over $500. So expensive, but, you know, this is going to last for you for a couple of years. And then number four, we're getting notebook computers. Again, huge price ranges. You can get a Chromebook for about $150 all the way up to, you know, top-of-the-line systems like the MacBooks, and the new Microsoft Surface Book comes in at $1,500. So, again, different types of price points for different types of people. And number five is going to be video game consoles still. So still a lot of excitement there.
Suzanne, when it comes to numbers of people wanting or getting these kinds of gifts, are those numbers trending upwards?
Yeah, so every year it goes up at least a little bit. So this year we're at about 65% of people having technology or tech gifts in that number one spot on their wish list. So, you know, as we use technology more in our day-to-day lives, it becomes something that we want more. So, you know, take a look at emerging categories. So we have things like smartwatches. We have activity trackers. We have smart home devices. All these things are things that people want to have now and are starting to inch up on those charts in terms of what they want for holiday.
I see digital cameras are still on this list. I thought our phone became our camera, or is that shifting again?
Well, it's not entirely shifting. What we're seeing is that people realize that their smartphone is really good for things like capturing those everyday moments, and they are getting better and better. But when people go on a special trip or they have a special event or they are into wildlife photography or really need to push the capabilities of the camera further, they're still coming back to digital cameras because the image quality that you can get with a high-end point-and-shoot or an interchangeable lens camera is still going to be better than what you can get in a smartphone. So we're talking about a lot of focus on those high-end cameras around $500, like the Canon PowerShot G9X, for instance, is like $530. And then those interchangeable lens cameras, you know, if you want to be able to have flexibility, this is going to give you ultimate flexibility.
There has been a big promotional push, but behind smart watches, where do they stand?
So people are still very interested in them. And, you know, if you've seen any of the latest statistics, you know, it's an emerging category. People who are really into them are the people like me who are really into gadgets. I love smart watches. I've tried a bunch of them. But what we're seeing is that they're becoming smaller. They're becoming lighter. The battery life is lasting longer, and they can do more. So, for instance, the Moto 360, you can get that now with a 42-millimeter watch face. And, you know, I'm not a large woman, and it actually looks normal on my wrist now. They used to be things that only big guys could wear. So, you know, as these changes come and as technology improves, more and more people are going to want this. It's so nice to be able to leave my phone in my bag and be able to get that alert, oh, my daughter texted me, or I have an incoming call from somebody who I've been waiting for their phone call, without having to have your tech out there and on the table all the time.
What about less expensive tech? Because a lot of times price tag for tech items, especially ones that are on the cutting edge, are more expensive. Anything for $100 or something that makes it more affordable for everybody?
Absolutely. So we're seeing a lot of price points coming down in terms of Bluetooth headphones. So These are headphones that you can use for running outside. One of my favorites is the Aftershocks Blues 2. It uses bone conduction, so if you're a runner or you're a biker, you can still hear the traffic around you. So from a safety perspective, that's nice. That's $80. Bluetooth, little portable Bluetooth speakers, you can get those for under $50. So, for instance, the Philips Shockbox is waterproof. You can dunk it in the tub. It acts as your speakerphone. So lots of capability. And then even tablets you can get. Amazon came out with that Fire 7-inch tablet, $49.99. So now you can get somebody into a tablet. Maybe that's going to be a good choice for a child who really wants a tablet, not too expensive, or somebody who's just trying it for the first time.
How about things for the whole family? What's something you mentioned a TV? I guess that sometimes, but many times TV watching becomes a solo event anyway. What things can you? What things for the whole family can you think of for technology?
Well, I mean, as you said, you know, these Ultra HD 4K sets are wonderful for the whole family. You know, the price points on these are dropping down. You know, for a 65-inch set, which is huge, great for, you know, party viewing and family viewing, you're going to be able to get that for, you know, mid to top range, you know, even $1,500. So good price points for that. But we're also seeing things like gaming consoles. Those are things that more than one person can get and engage in. Music. I have this Riva S, which is cool. It's a portable Bluetooth speaker, but more than one person can pair their phone or device with it. So it becomes an interactive experience, an ability to be able to share something rather than having one person driving the conversation or the listening experience.
Many of these items need power. Any advice related to that? What is the goal? What is the gold standard for that right now?
So in terms of using power, we're seeing the standards for electricity go down. So all of these new televisions consume a lot less power than they did even a few years ago. So be sure to check out those Energy Star ratings. But in terms of portable devices, we're seeing better battery life. So if you're somebody who does a lot of using their phone or you're using your tablet, be sure to pick up a portable battery pack. You can get a battery pack for under $20 now. So just having one available to stick in your briefcase or your purse makes a lot of sense if you're going to be out of the house for a long time. But again, from the smartphone perspective, the HTC One A9, in 15 minutes, you can get up to like a 75% charge, right? So we're seeing this quick charge technology coming into it. So lots of different options for staying powered up.
We're talking this morning with Suzanne Cantra, founder and editor-in-chief of Techlicious.com, also the Consumer Electronics Association, has a lot of good advice. Where can people find out some of the details of what you talked about, even maybe this list of the popular items?
So you can go to ce.org/holiday for more information.
Thanks very much, Suzanne. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you.